Well, let's check high school basketball first this morning. There's not much to check, quite honestly, because of the weather conditions yesterday. And boys hoops, just one game in the area that we have a result from, and that was IKM Manning downing Audubon 74-63. Also in girls hoops, it was Audubon defeating IKM Manning 62-58. Those were Western Iowa Conference basketball matchups. Now, the snow and road conditions yesterday also forced a number of postponements of high school basketball matchups. We do have rescheduled dates for a few of those matchups. The Atlantic boys game against Kemper Catholic has been postponed to tomorrow night, January 21st. Also, the Atlantic girls game has also been postponed. That is at Carroll, and that is against Kemper Catholic. That's also on Thursday, January 21st. A boy-girl doubleheader, Woodbine versus Exira EHK, has been postponed to January 25th. Also, Lennox versus Nottoway Valley girl and boy doubleheader has been postponed to tomorrow, January 21st, while the Cam versus Peyton Sherdan girl and boy doubleheader was postponed until February 8th. That is the new date for that. Also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the boys' district setups for the basketball postseason tournaments coming up. In Class 3A, in District 1, the teams will be Carroll, Denison, Greene County, and Harlan. They'll make up District 1. Atlantic will be part of District 16, as they will be paired up with Creston, Glenwood, and Winterset. Of course, the actual pairings will be determined a little bit later on as we get closer to the postseason. Also in Class 2A, the district pairings locally look like this. In District 14, Panorama, Southwest Valley, West Central Valley, Earlham, I-35, and Van Meter will be the teams. In District 15, Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Traynor, and Underwood will make up that district. And in District 16 and 2A, AHSTW, Kemper Catholic, East Sac County, Otebolt Arthur, BCIG, Ridgeview, and South Central Calhoun will make up the district. Also in Class 1A locally, among the districts, in District 13, Lenox, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Murray, Mormon Trail, Lamoni, East Union, Diagonal, and Central Decatur will be that district. The District 14 is made up of Adair Casey, Audubon, Cam, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Exira EHK, Glidden-Ralston, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Peyton Sherdan, and Riverside. While District 15 includes Bedford, Clarinda Academy, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Heartland Christian, Nishnabotna, Sydney, and Stanton. And District 16 includes Arweva, Buyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Logan Magnolia, Maple Valley, St. Albert, Tri-Center, West Harrison, West Monona, and Woodbine. Also in Class 4A, Substate Number 1 includes the three Council Bluffs schools, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central, along with three Sioux City schools, East, North, and West. In college basketball news, the Big Ten Conference announced their weekly men's basketball award winners Monday, and Iowa's Peter Jock was named as the Player of the Week as Jock averaged 19.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 1.5 steals in leading the Hawkeyes to a pair of wins over Michigan State and Michigan. Iowa's had a pretty good run here of late as Mike Gesell was named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Week on January 11th. Well, the rash of upsets continues among top teams in the Associated Press top 25 college basketball rankings. On Monday, top-ranked Oklahoma lost to Iowa State, and now third-ranked Kansas has lost 86-67 to unranked Oklahoma State. Freshman Juwan Evans led the way with 22 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. The Cowboys beat Kansas in Stillwater for the third straight time and the fifth time in 7 years. Jeff Newberry scored 13 points, and Jeffrey Carroll added 11 for the Cowboys, who had lost 4 straight. Oklahoma State shot 50% from the field in picking up that win. Elsewhere in the AP Top 25, unranked Georgetown toppled 5th-ranked Xavier 81-72. 7th-ranked Maryland barely got by Northwestern 62-56 in overtime. Also last night, Nick Moore had 23 points and had some part in 5 consecutive SMU baskets down the stretch as the 8th-ranked Mustangs remained Division I's only undefeated team with a 77-73 win over feisty Houston. Also last night, number 10 Texas A&M, a winner over LSU, 71-57. Number 13 Virginia held off Clemson, 69-62. Also, it was Providence upsetting number 18 Butler, 71-68. Number 24 South Carolina beat Mississippi, 77-74. And number 25 Indiana walloped Illinois, 103-69 last night. Well, the Northern Iowa Panthers look to start another home win streak tonight as they host Wichita State. You and I had an uncharacteristic poor offensive night in their 51-41 loss to Loyola in Cedar Falls on Saturday, shooting a season-low 27% from the field. Coach Ben Jacobson says the poor offensive performance was puzzling. He says they did slow down a bit in the second half of the previous game in Indiana, but he didn't see the weak offensive performance coming. Jacobson says they need to work harder on both ends of the floor. The Panthers have some young players mixed in with experienced ones, but Jacobson says that's not an excuse for the offense not working.
We're far enough in now where I don't like, you know, talking about those guys as a group and the other guys as a group. You know, we're at the point where we've got one team, and our team needs to do some things better. And one of the things we did not do very well against Loyola, we had some opportunities to throw the ball inside, and we didn't.
The Panthers are 10-9 overall. They're 2-4 in the conference. That game tips off at 7 o'clock at the McLeod Center this evening. Iowa Hawkeye women are back in action tonight as well, as Iowa will face off against Penn State in a Big Ten women's basketball game. We'll have that contest for you live tonight here on KJAN. 6:45 on the air with the pregame. 7 o'clock is tip-off, Iowa versus Penn State in women's Big Ten basketball. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles have hired former Detroit Lions coach Jim Schwartz to be their defensive coordinator, the first assistant brought in by new head coach Doug Peterson. He last coached in 2014 as Buffalo's defensive coordinator. Peterson said he would also retain from Chip Kelly's staff offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland and special teams coach Dave Phipp. Running backs coach Deuce Staley is also expected to remain. The Green Bay Packers have fired running backs coach Sam Gash and tight ends coach Jerry Fontenot following a challenging season for the offense. Gash was with the team for two seasons. Eddie Lacy ran for more than 1,100 yards in 2014, but gained just 758 this year on 187 carries. In baseball news, pitcher Wee-Yin Chen and the Miami Marlins finalized an $80 million five-year contract. The left-hander is expected to be their number two starter behind Jose Fernandez. It may not be Cooperstown, New York, but Pete Rose is headed to a Hall of Fame. The team he is most closely identified with, the Reds, has announced that Rose will be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame this June. Reds chief executive Bob Castellini said in a statement that inducting Rose into the Reds Hall will be a defining moment in franchise history. He adds that Commissioner Rob Manfred approves of the induction. At a news conference, Rose offered his thanks to the commissioner for the approval and said he hasn't given up on the idea of getting into the Cooperstown Shrine. The Reds are also going to retire the number 14 in his honor. And armchair baseball fans may be getting a break in the cost of watching games online on TV. Just as the trial was to begin, Major League Baseball and a group of its fans who had sued reached agreement to expand the menu of online packages for televised games and lower prices. Lawyers for fans who filed the class action lawsuit in 2012 said MLB will offer unbundled internet packages for the next 5 years, including single team packages for $84.99 next season. They said that's a 23% drop from the cheapest version that was previously available. That's a look at sports this hour. It's brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.